I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies, who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio, and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you, but for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatulain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. It's not something hidden and mysterious. Everybody knows that in certain periods of time, women would have these mood swings and they would be feeling so strange and odd, and they would feel like everything is so different from just a week ago. And then this time life would happen as well. They have decisions to make, they have jobs to attend, and they have co-workers, they have every single other stuff to attend. We would be very glad if you give us an introduction that the recognition of this issue, how would it help us control our behavior, first of all, control our emotions and decision makings, and also how to be better active in the stuff that we have to do.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think we should start with the acknowledgement of things, like we should understand what the menstrual cycle is, what Quran says about it, what Islam says about it, what science says about it, and how much do I know my body is very important.
Exactly.
And what should I know about it is very important, because some cultures, some traditions have mixed up certain things, which already, like when you're going through so much inside your body, there's a kind of war inside your body. And when your body is going through that cleansing process, that war process, and you're already fed up inside, and then some cultural things do fed up you more. But you have to analyze them. Is this something that is there in Islam? For example, in Jewish culture, there is like, and that has been also been practiced in, for example, Indian culture as well.
Yeah.
We have a lot of movies on that now, and there's like, for example, when a woman is in this stage, she should have a separate room, and there should be
excluded from everywhere.
So we don't have this exclusion in Islam. So she should be excluded. Nobody should talk to her. She should not be touching any place.
And she shouldn't be cooking even. I was time I heard this, I was totally shocked. Like, what do you mean?
Right. And all her, I don't know, her plates, cups should be separate in this phase. And
she's
nobody should touch.
Plagued.
Yeah, she's not considered a human anymore. But what Quran says about it, in Surah Baqarah we have a verse 222 that says, if they ask you concerning intimacy during the menses, like people came to a prophet and they would talk about this, like, can we have intimacy during the menstrual cycles? Say it is hurtful. So keep away from the wives during this period and do not approach them till they are clean. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, he's telling, it's a direct divine acknowledgement of woman's hardship in this period, validating her experience and calling for empathy from men's side. And also, like, we have medical scientists today who say, like, it's not just the menstrual cycle, But also there is something before this that's called premenstrual stage, wherein a woman suffers from PMS, that is premenstrual syndrome.
Yeah.
So like I remember back then some 15 years ago, I had a conversation with a doctor. Like I was doing a show in India. I was known as Healthy India. So I was doing a show and doctor told me like, you should not be amazed like if a woman shows, for example, an ashtray down and she just before this cycle and she gets upset on unnecessary things. She can even kill in this.
Yeah.
So that was the extreme. So however, they're having cases like it's recommended. Do not consider many things you should ignore. Like men should know this.
Exactly.
Men should be knowledgeable.
And by the way, there's
this.
Something interesting. I remember a scholar in law also was mentioning something about this, that women who do a certain crime at this certain stage of their life, they're going to be treated differently based on laws. Because this, the thing that he was using was this phrase, actually, that she is not she.
Yeah.
She's not herself in this time. So actually, this recognition would add a lot to our insight and would help us, first of all, not judge women. Second of all, us as women, if we know this and if we really recognize this, then I guess we would take it a bit slighter and smoothly, like not to be worried about every single thing at this time. Let's go for a break and then we come back. Just this is just the ground for our discussion and we have still a lot more to talk about.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
When the hormonal imbalance start to work in your body, then things are going to look very different and everything appears to be totally different from what it was. Maybe a week ago you were a happy person, now you feel so depressed and so desperately in need of something to change your mood. But unfortunately, you have the life, you have a lot of people around you, they would not realize and understand what's going on inside your body and inside your brain. So that's why they're going to add to the tension and this would be very challenging and very paradoxical and very sad.
Yeah,
for you at that very certain stage of your life. Yes, you're listening to Muslim Lady and we're talking about how to act in this specific stage of our life, which happens regularly, and we have to create a balance and to manage to handle everything correctly, though having an internal war inside.
Right. So like now we since said that Islam tells men to stay away in this period because you're in discomfort, you're not men should not be like seeking their own pleasure. It's a direct command for husbands to practice empathy and selflessness during this period.
Yeah.
How women also should not be very submissive. They should know that your body is a receptive vessel, right? You know, your entire being, your body, your heart, your soul, you're designed to receive, to nurture, right? But because of this incredible receptivity that you have, you're also more vulnerable to what to receive. So you should be very careful about what to receive and when to receive. So you also have to follow the verse. It's not like it's only for men and I will submit. No. So coming to the purpose, like what could be the purpose of menstruation? Having a monthly period is one of the physical characteristics of women and the grounds for fertility. You know, medical scientists, they consider this process very, very important for preparing a woman for pregnancy. So there are two results of this menstruation. The release of an egg from the ovaries for the creation of new generation to preserve the law of survival. And the other is preparing the endometrium, that is the inner wall of the uterus, to accept the new fertilized egg, which it must house in a specific way.
Yeah.
Well, these are the medical things. That is the purpose behind it.
Biology session.
Right. So since we know that since this monthly bleeding is a groundwork for the pregnancy and becoming mothers, through which they attain a status, a lofty status, like Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, said, the reward of a pregnant woman is like that of a warrior in the cause of God. The childbirth of a woman causes the forgiveness of their sins, and breastfeeding of women has the reward of freeing a slave in the cause of God. So entire process you're going through, to whether the when you're in the preparation of grounds, whether you are in the pregnancy process or after that, you're already receiving the rewards. You're kind of in the process of worship. Yes, we have been, we do not pray during this period, but that does not mean you cannot do any sort of zikr in this period.
You're unplugged. That doesn't mean that you're unplugged. There is still the connection, and you can have, and many scholars actually suggest that. Like, you can sit on your regular place wherever you have had your
prayers,
like worship,
wherever you recite,
and then sit there and talk to God, and then you can even recite some supplications.
Right. And it's, you know, it's said that more than a few verses, like it's a makruh, but it's not completely forbidden. That does not mean you should not read at all. So you can at least go up to those seven verses that are allowed. So yeah, you can do that exactly
for,
the way you said it.
For mood swings, what do you suggest for that? Like, I know that at this time I'm not me, and all the things that I'm feeling are sort of exaggerated and magnified. So how should I make a balance? Like, how should I bring this harmony into my behavior and actions?
Know your body. I think we need to know about this cycle, especially when we are fed up of this, like when we are not able to make decisions and we have mood swings and other things. So we should know that uterus is divinely designed purification system. Just as a city has a water purification treatment plant, you know, to filter out impurities and to keep the environment clean. In the same way, a woman's body has been given this miraculous system by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So acknowledge it and take it that way. I again said, like, do not mix up things with the cultures that different cultures have gotten. Every month, your body gathers some metabolic waste and unused nutrients and emotional and physical toxins as well from the past cycle. So it's preparing a lining and nest for the potential life. And when that nest is not needed in the act of incredible wisdom, it pours it and cleanses itself. So modern science also tells us that the cells of the uterus have a cellular memory. This is very important, like, to know.
And very interesting.
Yeah. See, they hold on to stress, trauma, and emotional energy. That means, like, the cells that I am carrying in my uterus have memory. What kind of memory? They carry stress, they carry trauma, they carry
emotional.
And then
the next generation is going to manifest it.
Emotional energy, right? So the hormonal shift and the physical release of menstruation are a kind of, it's a bio-spiritual cleanse. And it's the body's way of saying, like, we are letting go of the cycle. And that's why you may feel heavy load or burden during the
period. And that's why you have to think 24 hours before you make any decision at this time, because already you're going through too much from the inside. So you have to just breathe and let go of everything that you feel is burdening you at this time, and then also have contemplation and then the connection with God as well. It's not like you're unplugged from the entire world. No, you can still manage to have all your responsibilities and at the same time still be caring about yourself and very thinking about what should I do to protect myself, to actually help myself stay healthier. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear listeners, dear ladies who actually accompanied us through this. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. This was all for today. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.